accept our thanksgiving, God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Now take us deeper again into your word. As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longs after you. God, we're expecting more. And so thank you for more. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanksgiving, the gateway to wonders. Thanksgiving, the gateway to wonders. And for those of us who have been watching on YouTube, I will encourage you, whenever you have the time, to make it a point to visit Glow Music TV, where you would also see live some of the services. And there will be other programs that will be aired later on by God's grace and God's leading on Glow Music TV. So get yourself acquainted with Glow Music TV. And God bless you for the effort in these times and seasons where it's so easy to be carried away by what is going on around us. I thank God that he keeps preserving you and keeps bringing you back to him in fellowship. God richly bless you. And God bless you and your family in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Today's topic, Thanksgiving, the gateway to wonders. Let's read Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Shall we read, please?
Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed,
he went into his house. And his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God
as he did aforetime.
Now, Matthew chapter 15, verse 36, let's read together. And he took the seven loaves and the fishes and gave thanks and broke them
and gave to his disciples
and the disciples to the multitude. Let's read Luke chapter 17, 15 to 19. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks.
And he was a Samaritan.
He was a what? A Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not ten cleansed? But where are they now?
They are not
found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And let's read our last scripture, Psalm 75, verse 1.
Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks,
for that thy name is near thy wondrous works declared. Let's read it one more time.
Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. For that thy name is near thy wondrous works declared.
When you look at Daniel 6:10, there was a conspiracy. Daniel's enemies wanted him to be destroyed, so they schemed up, they got the king to agree with them to forbid prayer. And yet, you find Daniel here praying as aforetime, as previously he would do. He continued to do that in defiance to the king's order not to pray, and he gave thanks. So you see here, thanksgiving was part of Daniel's culture. Say, thanksgiving must be my culture.
Thanksgiving must be my culture.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must develop a culture of thanksgiving. And I appreciate if you can write that down. We must develop a culture of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving must be embedded in our culture, our way of living as believers. We cannot take it. It cannot be a separate entity. It is not an item in the church service. No. It must be part of your life. It must be a lifestyle. Thanksgiving is my life. Say after me, thanksgiving is my lifestyle.
Thanksgiving is my lifestyle.
One more time.
Thanksgiving is my lifestyle.
One more time.
Thanksgiving is my lifestyle.
And it is necessary because we'll be going into it and you understand why it is necessary. And in our early days, as part of this 21 days of Thanksgiving, we looked at some of them. But today we are going deeper into Thanksgiving, the gate to wonders. Your life will not be the same in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And when we look at Matthew chapter 15, verse 36, Jesus had to feed a lot of people. And all he had to do was just give thanks over the little that he had. And there was multiplication. Amen.
Amen.
A company may look small, take care of thousands of families because of Thanksgiving. Because of what?
Thanksgiving.
Your ministry may look to their eyes, may look small. But through Thanksgiving, it will grow and increase and break every boundary ever known to man in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Through Thanksgiving, Jesus, there was multiplication enough to feed everybody through Thanksgiving. So without Thanksgiving, no multiplication. Without Thanksgiving, no increase. Without Thanksgiving, stagnancy. Without Thanksgiving, no expansion. Do you get the idea?
Yes.
Without Thanksgiving, there's no multiplication. There's no production without Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving must be daily, part of our lifestyle. And then when we look at Luke chapter 17, verse 15 to 19, we see a Samaritan, someone who was not, as we'd put it, a believer. He was, let's say, religious, because the Samaritans, I mean, some of them were religious. So he could have been religious, but he didn't know the truth. He was a child of light, like the believers. As Jesus would say, we know the God we worship, but you don't know. So he didn't know the God of the Jews, and yet he had the right habit, the right attitude. So you must have an attitude of thanksgiving. And Jesus, it is indicated there that, and he was a Samaritan, which is to suggest what? That the others, some of them, or if not the rest of them, could have been who? Jews. Who are supposed to know better. So if you find an unbeliever being appreciative and a believer not being so, no, that is very wrong. So we must have an attitude of thanksgiving. Not only to God, but in everywhere we go, everything that we must not have a certain sense of entitlement. Oh, this one, my wife is supposed to do it for me. My father is supposed to do it for me. My girlfriend is supposed to do it for me. Hey, be careful. You must not have a sense of entitlement, but a sense of appreciation. You must not have a sense of entitlement, but what? A sense of appreciation. You must always be on the side of appreciation, not on demand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thanksgiving, thanksgiving, thanksgiving. And today, our lives won't be the same. We are learning and we are getting better. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. And Jesus pronounced over him that arise, go thy way. For him returning to give the glory to God, he said, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Lesson one, the life of the believer is to be that of wonder because he's made in the image and likeness of a wondrous God. A wondrous God. We serve a God of wonders. He's a wondrous God. Wondrous are his works. Wondrous are his works. He doesn't just do normal works. All his works are wondrous. And if we are made in the image and likeness of this God, and our lives will be what? Wondrous. Amen?
Amen.
Full of wonder. Two, the believer is constantly living in the world of wonders because the Spirit of God, who is in charge, and we know from John 3:8 that you can't tell from whence cometh the wind and where it goes. And so, all we know is that at the end of the day, the believer will win the battle because he has God.
Amen.
But the processes through which he goes through, you can never tell. Today, you think the Red Sea will drown him, but you rather be drowned. Tomorrow you think that he will starve in the desert, but the unbeliever rather will starve because God himself, he has the capacity to use a bird to feed his children. Amen?
Amen.
You think that he will starve, and yet God can create rivers in the desert. He is the only one who can cause a brook to appear in the desert and feed his prophets.
Yes.
He's the only one. And so the life of the believer is God who has the capacity to even use a prostitute to save the spies who went to Jericho. The ways that God works, you can never understand. So it is better to just be on the side of thanksgiving and see God do his wonders in your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I'll say it again. It's better to be on the path of thanksgiving and rather experience the wonder working God. Amen.
Amen.
Because as to how he will do it, all I know is that, yes, I'll get married. All I know is that, yes, I'll have beautiful children, brainy children, children who will be mighty on the earth. He said, his seed shall be mighty on the earth.
Yes.
That is my heritage. That is all I need to know. As to how God will do it, it is none of my business. All I know is that at the end of the day, he'll get it done.
Amen.
Lesson 3, thanksgiving sets the stage for God to prove his wonders. So when you thank God, you are creating that environment for him to prove his wonders. Lesson 4, thanksgiving places a demand on God to prove himself. To prove himself. Imagine if you have a brother who comes to tell you every single day, thank you for the car you promised me. You found trouble for yourself to promise him the car. That, 10 years from now, when God has visited me, I'll buy you a car. And now he comes every single day. When he meets you, thank you for the car you have promised me. When he doesn't see you, he'll call you. Thank you for the car you promised me. Oh, that's just why I called. Every single day. Then before you sleep in the night, thank you for the car that you promised me. Do you know what? You buy it to prove that you are not a liar. You believe God, as a matter of fact, to bless you enough to buy him that car. And now imagine him saying it in front of other people when you go for family meetings. And say, oh, sister, please, I just want to remind you that I am very grateful for the car you promised. You buy it to avoid public embarrassment. How much more God? How much more God? How much more God? If every day you can tell him, God, I thank you for the health you promised me. Divine health you promised me, I'm grateful for it. I thank you for opportunities. You said time and chance happened to all. I thank you for that which you promised me. You said that 100-fold. I thank you for it. So if you continue in thanksgiving unto the Lord, it puts him in a position where he needs to prove himself and to make sure that, to ensure that he is the God who never fails and his promises come to pass. Today, you remain in the life of thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And 5, everything you thank God for according to his will for your life materializes waiting for time to show forth. And that's where I am ending. Everything you thank God for according to his will for your life materializes waiting for time to show forth. The moment you thank him, God, I thank you for the car has already manifested. It is waiting for the time to just show forth in your life. The moment you said, God, I thank you for the husband that you've given unto me. You said that for this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother shall be cleaved unto his wife. And so I just thank you for this promise. I just thank you. The moment you said it, it is done. Waiting for time to manifest itself, if only you won't reverse that statement and you continue in thanksgiving. Hallelujah. I thank you for the souls. I thank you for the manifestation of your power in my life. I thank you for the manifestation of your glory in my life. Everything you thank God for instantly Because his word is yea and amen. He's the same God today, now, and forever. He's our present help in time of need. He is always present. The God we serve is a present God. Amen. He's never a past God. He's a present God. Amen. Continually present. So when you thank him immediately for the sake of his integrity, it is answered. Right there. So even before you say it, I've already heard you. So if you can ensure everything with thanksgiving, you can just rest your mind and sleep. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Say after me again, thanksgiving is my lifestyle.
Thanksgiving is my lifestyle.
And you see, Daniel will pray and he'll end with thanksgiving. And at the end of the day, Daniel chapter 6 verse 24, his enemies were rather thrown into the den of lions. And that shall be your story.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you dwell in thanksgiving, every anxiety is relegated to the background and to distraction in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And your life is full of testimonies.
Amen.
And testimonies and testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
So right now, wherever you are, just lift up your voice and begin to thank the Lord. Thank the Lord that his works are wondrous. And this is the promise that he's made in concerning you, that even before you speak his head. And so as you thank him, that he'll manifest his promises in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Just begin to pray.
Thank you.
First of all, we even thank you for the revelation given unto us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that you are a wondrous God. Your works are wondrous, Lord. And every promise that you've made concerning our lives, we thank you, Lord, even that by thanksgiving, you are materializing in the mighty name of Jesus according to Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Pray thanking God for the grace to live in thanksgiving one more time. Pray thanking God for the grace to have a culture of thanksgiving, a lifestyle of thanksgiving, to daily live in thanksgiving. The grace to overcome every anxiety and rather to live in thanksgiving. In the face of any challenge, to live in thanksgiving, to dwell in thanksgiving, to be on the side of thanksgiving, to walk the path of thanksgiving, to be appreciative of his glory, of his kindness, his goodness, his mercies, every single moment of your life, that it will be a lifestyle, a lifestyle, a lifestyle, a lifestyle, a heart constant with thanksgiving, life full of thanksgiving, attitude of thanksgiving, a character embedded with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. your love. We thank you for your mercies. Who art man that thou art mindful of? Who are we for you to be mindful of us? We are grateful, Lord. We thank you for all that we've learned today. We thank you for the grace to live your word in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for correcting us.
Amen.
To not live in anxiety and in worry, but to dwell in thanksgiving. Even for this, we say thank you.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.